Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was your Father's Day Sunday yesterday? My, we had a marvelous Sunday at Bible Baptist Church. Brother Tim Booth did a wonderful job speaking both morning and evening, and was a tremendous blessing to our church family, and honored our fathers, and just was a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. And I hope it was for you where you were, that you were in your church and you were in your place and you were a blessing to your pastor. And if you're a father is still around, that you wished him well and you thanked him for his role he played in your life. And if he isn't, thank God for him, and for if he just provided for you, thank the Lord for that. If he was there, thank the Lord for that. But I thank God for my dad and the great influence he's had on my life. And there's a few weeks ago, somebody asked me, do you ever think about him? And I, yeah, you know, every day. There's something that'll probably happen, something that's said, something that's done, and I think about my dad. Tremendous man and great influence in my life, and I thank God for him. Well, listen, if you got a Bible close by, I want you to go to Galatians chapter 2. A familiar verse if you've been saved for any length of time, but it's Galatians 2 and verse 20, where the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What will the cross do for me? When you go to the cross and you kind of picture that in your mind, and I think of humility, I think of sacrificial service, I think of unequaled obedience, I think of praise, exaltation. The cross should be a focal point of a believer's life. And because we're called by Jesus to live a cross-centered life. We're to take up our cross daily and follow him. But I want to talk to you for a few minutes today about what will the cross do for me? Well, number one, the cross will tell me that God is focused on me. The verse teaches that the crucified life, that I'm crucified with Christ, and as I live. But look at the end of the verse. The Bible says, he loved me and gave himself for me. First, notice, he loved me. That's not just a theological statement. We know God loves us. But notice, he loved me. And not just loves, S, plural, but loved me. That means he's loved me from the very beginning. I know the first thing he did, he first loved me. He loved me on the cross when there was absolutely nothing lovely about me to want to love. I mean, before I knew God, before I developed any relationship with God, he loved me. I come to the cross. I learn the truth that it's not what I've become that Jesus loves, but when I was unlovable and unlovely, he loved me. Now he loves me now. I know that. But when I was a wretched, miserable, wicked, alienated sinner, Jesus still loved me. He loved me. When you go to the cross, you learn of God's intense, personal love for me. That he gave himself for me. I want to dwell on that. And when I meditate upon that thought over and over, that God loves me, and he loves me, but more than that, he's always loved me. Wow. That brings a real security and stability to life, does it not? Secondly, the cross tells me that performance doesn't earn God's forgiveness. Performance doesn't earn God's success, acceptance. There's no way for us to earn God's forgiveness. We are saved by grace. We're forgiven by grace. We receive eternal life by grace. And the further we get away from the cross, the further we get away from grace. And you'll begin a life of self-analysis, which is very dangerous. Well, you know, if I do, if I witness to more people, then God loves me more. If I give more in the offering, then God loves me more. If I have more in my Sunday school class than you do, God loves me more. And we become performance-based in our Christianity. God answers my prayers, so he loves me more. But if God doesn't answer my prayer, then I say, well, God must be mad at me. God must be angry at me. Pastors get into this. Well, his church is bigger than mine, so he must be a better pastor than me. God must love him more. So we're basing what God's love to us and God's forgiveness of us on our performance. But it's not about how am I performing. It's how much he loved me and gave himself for me. You see, when I go to the cross, I'm reminded that it's about Jesus Christ, not my performance for Jesus Christ. He loved me. I don't need to do anything to keep God in love with me. He's not impressed or loved me more because of what I do. He is impressed when I realize how much he loves me. Joy comes from the cross. I must glory in the cross, not glory in my works, not glory in what I do. I'm glorying what Jesus has done. It's the cross that connects me to God, not my works. So it helps me know I get off the performance treadmill. So the cross tells me about it's not my performance that earns God's forgiveness and his love. It tells me that God is focused on me, but it also unloads my condemnation. Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. Now, God has not condemned me, but we condemn ourselves. Oh, I'm not talking about big sins of immorality or murder or drinking or things like that. I'm talking about small things. I think about maybe a letter I didn't write, a thank you note I didn't send, a visit I should have made and I didn't, a word I should have said but I didn't say it, a phone call I should have made but I didn't make it, prayers I should have prayed and I didn't pray, verses I should have memorized but I didn't, when I should have given a track out but I didn't. You see, the self-condemnation begins to flow in because of little sins piling up. The should-haves. Or I wish I would have. Nag a person until we're carrying a load of baggage. I would have. I would have. I could have. I should have. The cross. Listen, the cross isn't just for drunkards. The cross isn't just for adulterers. The cross isn't just for murderers. The cross is to free us from guilt and shame. There's no such thing as a Christian loser. Don't condemn yourself that, well, I never did write that thank you, or no, well, I should pass out more tracts, or I should have knocked on more doors, or what's the matter with me? No, at the cross of Jesus Christ, there's not one single failure. There's not one person at the cross of Christ that day that Jesus did not say, Father, forgive them. See, condemnation is not a motivator. Condemnation only motivates you to condemn yourself. The motivation is the love and the sincerity and the security offered at the cross. It's not what a sorry Christian I am. It's what a wonderful Savior he is. The slate's been wiped clean, my friend. Every visit to the cross, the motivation is the cross of Jesus Christ. When Mary came and anointed the feet of Jesus, and she was motivated by love. Knowing that the Savior was going to die for her, she said, she's done it towards my burial. And he told Simon what she had done, and he talks about he that loveth little, he that serves me was because he loves me. We do it out of love. Now, so don't live in condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So what's the cure for condemnation? Quickly. Number one, confession. Confess to Jesus about it. Confess it to God. And again, Jesus would say, you're forgiven. So why are you talking about yourself? You're forgiven. You're cleansed. Love me. The first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. Love God. Second, confession. Number one, confession. Number two, comprehension. Understand what God wants me to understand. I want to stay in the presence of God until my heart is warm and the tears come easily to my eyes. Oh, I found out so often when God squeezes my heart, tears come out the eyes. Comprehension, confession, and then worship. When I go to the cross, I'm going to express the heartfelt love and gratitude that I feel. It's not about failures. It's not about what I lack. I look at the cross and I see how much He loves me. And then number four, it's grace. Grace. Grace is sufficiency. Grace is God's ability for my inability. Grace is receiving God's energy. I receive His help. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home. Oh, my friend, the hymn writer was so right, wasn't he? That old hymn about the old rugged cross. Oh, I know people don't like to sing it much anymore. You don't hear much about it. But what a wonderful, wonderful truth. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, but I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, I'll glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's what the cross does for me. I pray it does the same for you today. Well, have a wonderful Monday, everybody, will you? We look forward to a great Lord's Day, or a great day today, and still basking in a wonderful Lord's Day yesterday and a Father's Day. And we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Lord willing, tomorrow I'm going to talk about seven precepts to guide your life. Seven precepts to guide your life. So I hope that'll be a blessing to you, and you tune in tomorrow for us for our broadcast. All right. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.